Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3 with me, Rachel Kelly, and Timothy Goh. And in this special edition of SG Extra, we have a live cross with our friends from the BBC to give you all an update on the pandemic-postponed Tokyo Olympics.
Well, Peter Ross, our broadcast journalist from the BBC World Service, is joining us now. Peter, the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games looks like it's going to go ahead.
Yes, indeed. We're just hours away from the opening ceremony. But I think it's fair to say this is going to be one of the most troubled Olympics in recent history. Postponed from last year, as Rachel mentioned, because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Games are taking place with the Japanese capital, Tokyo, in a state of emergency as infections surge there. Now, the opening ceremony is, of course, a chance for the host nation to set out its stall, to announce the Games in a grand fashion onto the world stage. I remember the Olympic opening ceremony from 2012, the London Games. That's where I'm speaking to you from today. And it was a grand event, which, painted a great big tapestry of British history and sort of promoted things that Britain had given to the world. So I think we can expect lots of Japanese culture and art today, but it's also going to be scaled down somewhat from what we might expect. Now, that's not least to do with the fact that it'll be done in an empty stadium or an almost empty stadium, less than 1,000 spectators allowed in. US First Lady Jill Biden will be among a limited number of dignitaries allowed to attend and witness the lighting of the Olympic cauldron, which will be lit by Emperor Naruhito. Now, that was after a torch relay that's largely taken place on closed roads. That's another thing we associate with the Olympics, isn't it? In the run-up, the Olympic torch goes around the country, passed from either great athletes or members of the community. Well, again, scaled down this time, as the host nation has been passing the torch along, instead of streets with people waving flags and cheering, quiet roads that the public haven't been allowed to go on. Sponsors have shunned the event, and many athletes have chosen to stay away as well. Also, the reaction in Tokyo itself, I think when the Games were awarded many years ago, Tokyo was excited. But as we've got closer, due to, growing scandals and also just as, wondering how safe the Games are going to be, then I think you could say that, the public mood, particularly in Tokyo, is not where you would expect it to be. Having said that, I've been listening to some of our BBC reporters on the ground today, and they say that now the Games are almost upon them, the excitement is beginning to build, and they can see people out and about, even though they're not allowed in the stadium, people taking photos with it in the background, or, there'll be Olympic mascots and things around the city, seeing people out and taking pictures with things like that. So a very changed Games, a very different ceremony, but I still think something worth tuning in for if your listeners have time today.
Wonderful. Well, Pete, thank you so much for those updates, and you'll be joining us again next Friday for more on the Olympic Games and a recap of some of the key headlines from the Olympics as well, won't you, Pete?
Absolutely. If it's not me, one of my colleagues.
Definitely. Thanks, Peter. We've been speaking with Peter Ross, a broadcast journalist at BBC World Service. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.